Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to discuss tenant management.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk about a little bit of tenant management. You've got a tenant who's helped paying the overhead. They are a customer and a client in one sense to you, but another sense they're an income source. We've got to remember that the landlord needs a tenant and the tenant needs a landlord.
That's a real interesting situation, and it's one that the landlords have learned a long time ago, be very, very nice to your residents. I don't refer to them as tenants, they're residents, because they are the ones that if I can afford the down payment, and if I can grab the reasonable mortgage for the rest of it, I can acquire an apartment complex. They will make payments to me large enough to allow me to pay the property taxes, the property insurance, professional management to deal with them properly and fairly, and maintenance and repair of the property. In addition to that, if everything goes well, there would be cash flow available to me on the investment that I've made. With huge respect in that position, we find ourselves in a very symbiotic relationship.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how, breaking it down. There's the rent that everyone says, what is the rent on your property? But also part of the analysis when you're evaluating a property is whether that tenant is paying utilities versus the landlord paying utilities. That could be significant.
Well, it's interesting. And a statistic that I have available to me from a study that was done in the last month from Multifamily Northwest, the Eugene Springfield area, if you consider water and sewer, about 50.5%, exactly one half, tenants pay for water and sewer. The other portion, the landlord provides water and sewer. Now, the reason for that is when the building was constructed, individual water meters were not necessarily quickly available or even economically available. So they put in one water meter with the measurement of water coming in equals sewer going out and so forth. And one meter did it. And if that was the case, there was no real way of allocating that expense to back to the tenant. So we're in about a 50-50 situation. Newer ones have individual meters.
So there's some strategies in moving from the group ones to the individual ones?
Yes.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.